Engineer Eric today, but we do have Jack Rhodes.
Jack is back. It's good to be back.
Good to be back, and so we'll, I guess this is the Jack Rhodes show today. And then we can go to our guy, Counselor Curtis.
Hey, how you doing?
I am glad you're here today, Counselor, because we have a lot of legal stuff to talk about.
My pleasure.
I mean, lots of legal
stuff.
It's
a special legal show, so call your lawyer friends
now. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff in it, but I'm going to do it a little bit out of order. The list that I gave you of 21 items.
We'll have to do it.
But before we get started, I want to say hello to everybody.
Today's
December 2nd.
That's Saturday, December 2nd.
Saturday, December 2nd. We're live here on ZTLK. Haven't seen Gino or anybody sign in yet, but we're waiting on the IM business.
That's right.
Oklahoma City, as usual, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Great to hear from you.
Great.
Keep those
see
emails
Hanger
coming.
Dogs, as usual. Hi, Hanger Dogs. They gave us a ration of manure in their last cast. But don't forget to listen to the Hanger Dogs. Most of the people that find us look at Libertarian Podcast on Google. That's our biggest search. Although we get something strange. Inefficiencies of the breathalyzer. We popped up number one on that. Somebody in Pittsburgh.
I'm sure we've talked about that.
Well, it could be.
Could be.
A
couple times, though. We certainly know about it.
I'm not sure. Then there's another one that says, in the M-I-D-L-E Jimmy. I didn't get the other one. Somebody searched on I Gets Wasted. I found us, number one.
Number one
on I Gets Wasted.
Again, screaming to the front of the search engine.
I don't know. And hello, Morocco, also our friend in Morocco.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got, the usual cadre of listeners.
That's right.
That have downloaded our stuff. And also, we did, for what it's worth, we had not a record this last month. We might have made it if we'd had 31 days in November.
Just need one
we
more
just
day.
We just eked out a number three, but just by a couple of downloads, so I don't know what the deal is on that. Anyway, welcome again to our erstwhile, what are you guys anyway? Not guests. Co-hosts, that's it. Okay, good.
That's right.
Let me run through real quick here some of the things we're going to talk about.
Co-stars, Jimmy.
Co-stars,
that's right.
Coasters, I think.
That's right.
Coasters, all right. A lot of Supreme Court stuff, and again, this is in no particular order. I forgot how to do clip and cut or something when I was making this up, so don't panic.
And you forgot the words for clip and cut,
like cut and paste.
Okay.
Clip and cut.
And I'm sober too. The Supreme Court is going to try and change the climate. I thought that was good.
Yeah,
this is
nice.
What we call Knutism. On the right. Oh, I did want to mention it.
That's a word for the day, by the way, Knutism.
Actually, our word for the day might be Knutism, named after King Canute. But our theme for the day, which was a little bit of the theme last week, and people must remember, they must inscribe this someplace where they see it every waking moment, that is lockdown. The lockdown is continuing. It is accelerating. If you think we are not going into lockdown mode in this country, you're crazy. And
we need to edit in a sound effect there.
The closing of the gate. Now, let me just tell you, I did find it interesting that there was a cartoon, which I think I saved. Maybe we can put it on. I'm not sure. That showed what I've been saying for 6 months now. Finally, maybe this person is listening to the Jimmy Doan show, but it showed the similarity between the jail cells and the schools and whatever the third one was. They're all the same. This lockdown. I mean, it's seriously because they call it now, as you know. When there's a terrorist, when a pedophile walks past a school, they say it on TV. They call it lockdown.
Lockdown.
Parents can't get their kids.
Right.
Nothing. It's lockdown. Just like
Well, how many incidents have there been now with Columbine leading the way? And that wasn't even the first.
No, not many. I mean, statistically, it's zero.
Statistically, but it's but in the media,
what
seems
happens
like 15.
Is, and this is what
the Amish one not too long ago.
Right. I see. Oh, I see. Jeff Berkey signed on. This is good. All Jeff. Right. Jeff from Norwood is on.
Good to see you, Jeff.
Good to see you, Jeff. That's right. The deal is that. They are this the Columbine stuff. This is the same thing that Mrs. Jimmy keeps saying about the terrorist attacks. She's saying, well, what's going to happen when the little dirty bomb goes off in Times Square? The country will fall apart. Well, it will only fall apart maybe psychologically, but nothing seriously. When you think about it, the overall real impact is nil. I know it doesn't sound. It may sound callous to say that,
but it seems like it can have a significant effect on public perception.
No question. No. That's where it will have this huge monster. And I think that, as I mentioned previously, so many people, Neil Bortz and some others, are saying, "Well, it's not if, but when." Yeah. And the thing is, if it's going to be when, then my thing is the way I approach it is, let's get rid of the TSA and have the airlines do the profiling as they did.
Let the market rule.
Let the market rule. Right. And then when it happens, we'll fix it then. Right. The market will fix it.
Army airlines.
In the meantime, we're not going to be in lockdown. As I say, right now, they're doing everything. They're accelerating the control over the citizenry, six different ways from Sunday. And I'm going to digress just for one second because I don't have the article in front of me. But
cue the digress.
Yeah,
cue
the digress.
You, Jimmy, digress?
Hard to believe. The deal has to do with, here in Florida, they are going to pass a law, they said, to make it mandatory that anybody who does any kind of a vehicle on the water take a test.
Right.
And that includes non-motorized vehicles.
Non-motorized?
Have to take a test.
Kayak.
I guess. I don't have the article. That's why I'm cutting this short.
Kayak license.
I find that a little hard to believe.
Right.
So anyway, let me go
down
the list
piss
here.
Me off.
I'm cutting this off. Okay. Number two, Republicans caving on minimum wage, and this has to do with Mitch McConnell.
They're talking about raising the minimum wage from $5.15 up to what, $7.25?
Jimmy, you still doing the list?
Yeah.
We haven't started the show yet?
No. I'm going through the list. Come on. U.S. bans sale of iPods North Korea. That's a light note. Oh, that's horrible. Walmart to open hundreds of stores in India while San Diego bans Walmart. The word War of Worlds over the word civil. And what is the meaning of civil? Civil?
Civil?
Civil? It depends on what the meaning of civil is. And this is where counselor comes in. The fight brewing over intellectual property rights. Then the Supreme Court is going to examine the obviousness of patents. And these are two areas that you've, Counselor, haven't you done a lot of work in this? Or?
Like the toothpick.
Okay, like, all right.
Right.
Radioactive poison for sale on the net.
Sure.
Freshly baked handouts forbidden in
free
I grew up around Fairfax County, and they decided that if you cook food for the homeless, you go to jail.
You can only buy them McDonald's.
Right. No, you can't even. I don't
even
do that. I'm not sure. I don't know if you can.
Must
do that.
Be prepackaged.
Yeah,
preservative.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, what if it's a few days old?
Yeah. No.
Well, what if it's really old?
That's felonious, right there.
The only way it can be really old, I think, is.
Well, then it wouldn't encourage him to come around. I'm guessing what they're saying is, you know, if you're giving them good food, you know, if you build it, if you bake it, they will come.
Right.
So
fresh baked cookies. But if you give them those old green moldy ones.
Right.
They were white, but now they're green.
Right. You could drive them away.
But that's not, believe me, this is not the case. It is a control thing here about the lockdown. That's right. I see. Counselor has decided to try all of the sound effects. This is good.
This is going to be an interesting show.
It's not a problem. Okay, so in last week we had to edit a few. This week we'll edit them out. This is great. The Department of Justice may redefine child porn.
Going to raise the age limit or what?
No, we're going to talk about that. 7 million people in new U.S. jails now, half for drug offenses. Or excuse me, not in jail. 7 million in involved in the legal system,
either on probation,
parole.
Okay.
I think there's only two million in jail, half for drug offenses. The Florida cat revival.
What kind of cat are we talking about?
We're talking about the
animal
the one that eats people.
Oh, okay. The
I got something to say about that.
Right. We're going to talk about that. I've talked about that many times, but in the previous Jimmy Don't.
It's freaking people out in the suburbs.
Snoop Dogg, whose real name is, I forget, Calvin Bob or something. Snoop Dogg arrested after the Leno show. And one of the charges, which I thought was interesting, was hidden compartment in the truck. I want to talk about that. Okay. Medicaid plan.
He had a hidden apartment.
The first thing we're going to talk about, believe it or not, is the Medicaid plan prods patients towards health. This is a part of the lockdown. Number two, citizenship agency lost 111,000 files. These are files for people that were trying to...
Oops.
That's state lawmakers blamed for college's troubles.
Of course.
And the way they're blamed is, guess what?
Not enough money.
That's it, exactly. The chess world governing body will introduce dope testing.
Oh, I got something to say about that.
German sex educators plan spray-on condom.
I don't even understand that.
I do, and I will talk about that, because I understand perfectly what that's all about. Barney's legal friends end up extinct. This is another legal item that has to do with...
What Barney we're talking about?
We're talking about the purple fat.
Oh, the purple dinosaur.
The purple fat guy, yeah, whatever. And finally, as power shifts in the new Congress, that is to say, as the Democrats take over, it says here, pork may linger. Really?
Pork, the new
hard
white
to
meat.
Believe.
Hard to believe. Bacon may still be around. Mm. There may be some, what do you call it, earmarks. And it's interesting to hear what the unabashedly what these people say. Okay, number one here is Medicaid plan prods patients towards health. And this is, again, part of the lockdown. Well, this is an article out of West Virginia as of yesterday. This is
again on lockdown. So we're back to lockdown.
Yeah, I'm starting down the list now. Okay. The list is not down the list. I'm sorry. We're going to number 15 and number 16.
It's a hopscotch
That's right. Hopscotch down the list.
All right.
So the
Medicaid,
what they're doing is they're trying an experimental plan, as you would expect in West Virginia. Exactly. And ignoring doctor's orders may now start exacting a new price among West Virginia's Medicaid recipients. Under a reorganized schedule of aid, the state, hoping for savings over time, plans to reward, quote, responsible, unquote, patients with significant extra benefits, or as critics describe it, to punish those who do not join weight loss or anti-smoking programs, or who miss too many appointments. And what they're going to do, the way they're going to do this is by denying important services. Well, no, they're not going to whip them.
They're just going to punish them.
The point is that they're trying to, what they say, encourage personal responsibility, and they're going to have these rewards for healthful behavior. And what they're going to do is they've got these special rooms now set up. Well, I guess these are the rooms where they lock down people. No, they're going to have, they want to make sure that the emergency rooms are used only for emergencies.
I don't know what's going on.
No, I can see you're going through these. We've got about 200 special effects.
Counselor
Curtis, rather than weigh in on this, has decided to try them all. This is great.
He's speaking electronically.
So they have to sign an agreement that says that they will do the right thing, and they'll receive enhanced benefits, including mental health counseling, long-term diabetes management, and as needed, health visits, home health visits as needed, as well as anti-smoking and anti-obesity classes. In future years, those who comply fully will get further benefits, their nature to be determined, but perhaps including orthodontics and other dental services.
Their nature to be determined.
Right, to be determined. Now, let me tell you the way this works is, this is the lockdown on so many levels. First of all, of course, it's in West Virginia.
Right.
Which is at the beginning.
It's
a three-county area, I believe, Hamlin, West Virginia.
We love our listeners in West Virginia.
No question. But they are ill-served by the, which we're going to talk about later on, the king, the recognized and worshipped king of pork, Senator Byrd.
Robert Byrd.
Robert Ku Klux Klan Byrd.
That's right. Former
Klan member, that's right.
But he's changed.
He has been serving and bringing home billions, literally, to the citizens of West Virginia for over 50 years. Almost every road, building, and street is
Byrd Street.
Has his name on it.
The Byrd Street.
That's right. BYRD.
Yeah, BYRD.
Right. So, in spite of that, it's still the poorest state, just about one of three, certainly in the bottom three across the board. Anyway, the deal is this is an old tobacco area, so they're trying this thing, and they're going to essentially withhold health care if you don't do the right thing, which includes some things like this personal responsibility, such as going to mental health classes. Now,
so they're going to force personal responsibility.
Well, sure, it's not going to happen. I don't know if
you know this, but
first of all, they
you need to take personal responsibility.
Well,
you can't
they said no question. The article starts off, no question. John Johnson is a doctor's nightmare. Mr. Johnson, 61, former garbage collector, takes insulin and goes to a clinic once a month for free for diabetes checkups. Taxpayers foot the bill through Medicaid.
I.e. you and I.
That's right. But when doctors urged him to mind him in a diet, he told him to get lost. He told him, I'll eat what I want to eat when I want to eat it. I've been smoking for 50 years. Why should I quit now? It's supposed to be a free world, he says. So they're, what they're saying is, for people like this, we want to make sure that you come to our anti-obesity, anti-smoking clinics, that you get some mental health counseling. What does this sound like? This is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, this is
this is
social control, man.
No, this is unbelievable. Now think of all the nurse ratchets that are going to show up on this thing.
I was in court the other day, and the judge looked at the people, and he said, "I'm ordering you to stop smoking."
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what they said.
Yes,
really?
Sir.
Yeah.
Just like, and is that a violation of parole or something?
If they smoke, then DCF's going to come get their kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, moving.
I mean, can they go outside and nothing?
No,
zero.
Smoking tobacco, we're talking here.
Yeah,
right.
Mean,
no, but
crack.
I mean, seriously, is because secondhand smoke for the kids?
Right. The kids have asthma.
Right, okay.
But yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, anyway, this is where it's headed. And again, think about it. What other illness might a child have that could be remotely related? A sniffle. I don't know what it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's going to be related to, and they're going to pull this stop smoking business. The point is, there is a very big point about this, and it just went away. As you hit the nail on the head for a second here. In future years, those who comply fully will get further benefits to be determined. As you know, one of the things that happens, as always, is they have a rule. Once they start down a road, the next thing they do, it never lasts more than a year or two, and they have what they call tightening up or beefing up the ordinances. And it's because people don't do it. Now, one of the things that the male contingent of our audience can relate to is that we as guys don't go to doctors. I mean, what happens is the only time we ever go to a doctor is when our wives call 911 and say he's laying on the floor.
He passed out. You can come get him.
Right. I mean, you can stand there and you can have a heart attack, but as long as you're vocal, don't call the doctor. No, it's okay. I'll recover from this. You know, until you actually collapse and have blood spewing from your mouth and your eyes roll back, you're not going. You guys just not going to do it. That usually will call the doctor. Right. If you have flatline, that's when they call the doctor.
That's right.
And so this idea of this idea of having people go in for anti-obesity, you can see some guy going in the 300 pounds. I'm going to go on down to my anti-obesity. Why don't they? I don't understand why they just don't make them join Weight Watchers. Because that has a proven.
Well, they do that too.
Well, they might. But the point is that this is part of the control factor on this. Where does it stop? The thing that I have noticed is that a benefit morphs as a caterpillar morphs into a
Butterfly.
Well, you know, let me just mention just one thing. This is the same thing. Like you said, where does it stop? You know, the logical next step for them could be alcohol. And that's, you know, arguably one of the biggest problems. If they're coming down on smoking, can't smoke in the home.
Smoking came after the alcohol. The alcohol is a given. If you're on any kind of probation, there's no alcohol allowed in your house, period. That includes mouthwash and...
No, come on, really?
Oh yeah,
no kidding.
I mean, they've locked down on that already.
So
if
I mean, it
already in the system.
Then the question is, when do trans fats come in on this or any kind of fat?
Well, they've already come in
there, man. I'm telling you,
This is the lockdown. My point is headed this way. The deal is this: you start off with something they call a benefit. That morphs, as a caterpillar does into a butterfly, it morphs into something called an entitlement. Well, suddenly the entitlements, here it is, Medicaid is an entitlement now.
Right.
Start off as a benefit. Now you're entitled to it no matter what. Now, obviously, they're running out of money. Duh. So in order to keep the entitlement, rather than realize that it was wrong in the first place, they're tightening it up. And the way they tighten it up is they're going to tell you exactly what to do. It is going to be the Matrix. It is going to be if you think that you are not headed towards the Matrix, if you think you are not headed towards the health police showing up at your front door, if you think for a second
the health police, I'm sorry, sir. You come off your cholesterol diet.
No, let me tell you something.
No, you're going to open the door.
They're
going
to have an RFID in you.
They're going to take your blood right then as soon as you open the door and test your cholesterol and say, get in the back of the car. Watch your head as you're getting it.
No, watch your head.
Bam! That's it. Watch your head.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I'm seriously spitting this cup, and it'll just have, if you think it's not headed towards the ultimate lockdown, you're out of your mind. And of course, this is the,
not to get too scared out there. We can change this.
It ain't going to happen. I tell you, I'm very cynical about this. I'm one who has lived through a cynical era once before and been proven wrong.
I thought
Armageddon in the early 70s when we had the stagflation and the suspension of the, we had the wage and price controls. Nixon said we're all Keynesians now. Everything. I thought, oh my God, we're going to hell in a handbasket. The revolution is on its way.
I
saved up and I bought all kinds of Sam Andy food. And then,
well, I think things are a little more cyclical than that, and I think, or in waves.
Well, everything's cyclical.
Right. Well, I think it's more in waves.
Well, let me tell you two more things. I'm going to continue with, because this article was extensive. I tried to cut it down. I tried to cut all these things down to one page. This one I couldn't. It was too.
We got 2 hours though. So
well, that's
on,
true.
You know.
So let me just finish on this. What if everyone at a major corporation were told they would lose benefits if they didn't lose weight or drink less? And of course, that's what's going to happen. They're going to say, well,
they started to do that.
They're going
to
say you don't qualify
in private ways.
Right.
And then
privately, I could almost understand. I could sort of understand that.
Well, then they started to repeal it for
the same exact reasons.
Because it was interfering with the quality of the people they could recruit.
The Miami
Police Department and some companies down in South Florida like WAC and HUD started to do screening based on cigarettes and stuff like that, and they had to repeal those policies because they were screening out too many good candidates.
Yeah, it reminds me. Remember when they let the people in the army go that could speak Arabic because they were gay, a couple of them or something like that. Sorry, I can't use you. Of course, they would have won the war if we. Anyway, let me finish off.
We'll wrap it up.
A showcase for preventive medicine in this Lincoln Primary Care Center in Hamlin, a town of 1,500 now. Is a showcase for preventive medicine with its own fitness center, an exercise physiologist, a dietary advisor, and mental health counselors.
Ooh. Excellent.
This is for a town of 1,500. Okay. Who's going to use it? I don't know. It's open till 9 at night, though. That's one good thing. Interviews with several residents of the Hamlin area, now population 1,500. The greater population is a couple tens of thousands, 22,000, I think, for the whole area that it serves, including Medicaid recipients. None said they'd heard about the new rules. Okay, nobody's heard about all this new stuff that's coming down the pike, even though it's been promulgated all over the place, tells you whatever. Interestingly enough, this guy, Mr. Johnson, I told you about, the diabetic who smokes and is overweight.
Right.
The program was designed to force this guy into some kind of diabetic counseling, mental health, anti-smoking, anti-obesity. Turns out, of course,
on the program,
somewhat incongruously, he appears to be off the hook. As a disabled person, he will be exempt.
He's disabled.
Yeah. So the point is that all the rules that they put in for this guy, sorry, don't apply to you.
What's his disability? Who knows?
They lost a foot.
Right.
Now, the other thing, the last item on this, and as so often,
lefty,
as so often as we've mentioned before, even though the last paragraph in any newspaper article is supposed to be the least important,
it is the best.
It turns out it's very. I'm going to read you the last paragraph. You can make your own comment. Brittany Lovejoy, 18, earns $5.40 an hour at the Burger King here and is a Medicaid patient at the Lincoln Center, as her 4-year-old daughter and 6-month-old son. I guess I'll have to sign that paper, she says. Now think about it. Did you get?
Yeah.
Brittany Lovejoy.
Yeah. 18.
Earns $5.40. 4-year-old daughter. Do the math.
It's 14.
And a 6-month-old son.
Okay.
Do the math.
Yeah, that's 17 and a half.
Okay, but the point is,
kid at 14,
she's
another kid
18
seven.
Years old. Her name is Lovejoy, and she's already got 2 kids, and she's on the taxpayer tip.
And she's probably got 12 movies out, too, right?
I don't know. Brittany Lovejoy, 18. Brittany, I thought, man.
BrittanyLovejoy.com. Got to look it up.
I guess so.
So speaking of Brittany, did you see these paparazzi pictures that were flying
Yes.
around?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Britney Spears now we're into.
But I didn't see that.
Oh, no?
And I saw these pictures, but it said something about her crotch.
Yeah, it not only said something, I think a picture's worth a thousand words.
I couldn't see it much to me.
Oh, yeah?
It looked like grabbing, what's his name's crotch?
No, she was without with Paris Hilton.
She was up on the balcony there, right?
No, she was getting out of a car.
Oh, didn't see that one.
With Paris Hilton.
Ah, didn't see. She pulled
she pulled a Paris Hilton.
Well, no, not Paris Hilton,
Paris Hilton was the one, the same thing. The same shot of Paris came out, a year or two, whatever.
Well,
ago.
It's all from they're getting Basic out of, Instinct.
Well, they're, exactly.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. They're getting out of these
ripping her off. They need to pay her royalty.
Who, you mean Sharon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to pay Sharon. Yeah. Sharon's still a fox.
She's the original.
Yeah, no question about
it. Right.
No question about it. Hi, girls. Can you imagine they're famous for being famous? I'm going to move on here.
All right.
This has to do with immigration. And I'm going to...
Immigre.
Citizenship page. The U.S. Citizen Immigration Service has lost track of 111,000 files. Now, what this...
Only 111,000,
well, this
Jimmy.
Is... No,
come on.
Actually,
that's one file cabinet, right?
Well, it turns out that that's the one that they found in the audit. They processed as many as 30,000 without any files. In other words, 30,000 people basically had a piece of paper that says, I want to be a citizen.
Right.
And they stamped it. Okay.
Right.
You're in. The point is that there's nothing. This shows you on its face how broken, how totally broken the immigration system is and why people are walking across the border. Because you can't get, if they're going to lose your file, number one, it takes 5 years so often. Even if you're a responsible person and you go through, if you jump through all the hoops and over all the fences and so forth, it's 5 years.
Climb through all the tunnels.
That's right. And pay the money.
That's right.
When you can just simply pay a mule $5,000 and have, and just a little thirsty maybe, but they'll deposit you someplace in Arizona. And your chances of being caught are almost zero. I mean, 95%. I mean,
people are upset about the possibility of the fence. They're saying it ain't going up.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. Well,
and we've been talking about this too, you know, you got to make it a game. You know, you got to have it, you know, paintball.
Well, we talked about it. Right.
Yeah, I know.
Were you there when you talked about it?
Oh, yeah, no, but I've been listening.
Oh, you listened to that one?
Yeah, of course.
No, that was classic. I mean, that was a way to solve so many problems.
Yeah, no.
On so many levels.
Just set it up. We got a live feed. We got several, you know, 18, 25, you know, 36 cameras.
Oh.
Live feed. Go through, you know.
I mean, it would be the ultimate reality show. I mean, you talk about a reality show that is a gold mine right off the bat.
$5 a shot.
Oh, for sure. What I would do is bid on some special shots. And I mean, you would have
like the main.
For instance, you would
right
have
out
some,
right outside the hole of the tunnel.
Well, no,
just but, coming right.
Or that, or right. Or we're gonna have a bevy of babes.
Bet.
Very scantily clad, run across at such and such a time. What will you bid to paint them up?
The Jimmy Girl.
That's right, the Jimmy Girls. That's exactly right.
So it'll be advertising. Now we're selling advertising space.
Oh,
We got it. People are paying to shoot. They're advertising.
They're carrying a flag like as they did in the Civil War when they're running across the field. And the flag, of course, says Jimmy Doan, www.jimmydoan.com.
Jimmy Doan, make a donation.
Make your doan.
That's right. I'll take a donation for $500.
That's right. I'll take...
Yes.
I'll take the tall blonde for $100. To lose that.
$100. Come on.
No, the shot. I'm not going to get her. We're talking about virtual, for gosh sakes.
Yeah,
and that's the other thing. How long would it take before we CGI them in there? You know, the computer generated, what do they call it? And they think they're shooting actually somebody.
Is it live or is it CGI?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Well, we could have, this could be, this is a, such a...
We've already made $1 million.
Milli Vanilli, they would wonder.
Wait, you got to tell us the comparison. How is it like
Milli Vanilli? Because he didn't sing.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we do is they're not real people. We're shooting, you're painting, you think you're shooting real people.
Girl,
but
you
are,
know it's
these
true.
These figmentes of your imagination. Well, you think about it.
I'm through.
You'd only have to do, what you do is you get the guys with the lights all over their body.
That's right.
And you'd run
the
a
blue man group.
The blue man group. Well, I mean, you know how they, make the CGI. They put little lights all over the body.
Right.
So what we do is we have about 100 samples of people running. And then you CGI them, and they think that they're looking at the camera when in fact this is a little slight variation on the wag the dog.
All right, so this is a slight digression.
No, it's not. It's on the citizenship.
Yeah.
So anyway, the deal is, I thought this was interesting. It turns out that an agency official said workers probably checked most of the files, but failed to make a note. In other words, they looked at them and said, "Yeah, okay, well, there's something wrong here, but I'm not going to.
They're not going to count
that mark
one.
It down. Where's my pen?"
That goes in the 111,000 files.
That's right. So the deal is that the $1.8 billion agency handled 7.5 million applications for immigration benefits in 2005, but all of it's on paper.
No one has a computer.
None. Zero.
Right.
The agency
awarded
a 5-year, $150 million contract in August. This just this last August, this was 3 months ago, to begin digitizing 55 million alien files.
Alien.
Or A files, as they're called.
A-file.
By the A-holes. But now it still relies on paper files. I mean, this is it's mind-boggling. To the GAO,
they're in the 1970s with paper. You got to be kidding me.
I'm telling you, this is
carbon copies. What?
At least carbon.
Come
probably
on.
Parchment.
Right. A yellow and a pink and a
exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
It goes here, and the it's 5-layer carbon paper. Two go in the trash. One gets in the file.
Please press hard.
Right. That's right. Press hard, 5 copies.
Yeah, I remember that.
The GAO also cited internal audits that found that 21%, that's about a fifth of the files, were not there because they were supposed to be.
They were supposed to be not there?
They were not where they were supposed to be. Excuse me. Oh. They were not where they're supposed to be. That's interesting. Fifth, 21%. Boy, we're looking for the... Yeah, in other words, you have a 4 in 5 shot of finding the file. 1 out of 5.
See, this goes right along with my idea of putting cameras in all of the police stations and administrative offices. See, then you can keep track of it all. You can just
They would not. But I can tell you. Do you know how long those cameras would last? They would. They wouldn't last the morning. I'm telling you, they would be covered up. You would have a riot on your. You would have. I'm serious. You would have a riot that would rival the teachers striking in Oaxaca.
That's right. I agree.
Because they know.
Jimmy is correct.
Well, if you've ever been to any government office, you will see several people that are doing literally nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. On busy days, they're all busy. I understand that. And here I will say, here in Alachua County, if you go down to the tax agency. You're having a good time, aren't you?
Yeah.
They're supposed to. The sound effects are supposed to bear some relation to what we're talking about.
What was that? A soda opening? A Coca-Cola was?
I can see that Engineer Eric is going to have such a great time trying to filter this stuff out.
Engineer, he's going to be
he's going to go nuts because
he's
last
be
week
blowing beer out of his nose.
Well, it's not
to
only
one.
That the. Last week, the music track where we put the sound effects.
Excuse me, blowing Jack Daniels out of his nose.
That's right. Hey, Jack. Okay. Okay. I'm finished with that because I forgot what else. I had some tie up on the end there. And Gino's
remarkable
on.
Statement.
Jeff's back. I assume we may be on, but Gino's late.
Gino's
late to the party. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, we pinched that one off.
Okay. Pinched that one off. Now, here we come to the Knutism.
Knutism.
Which is the Supreme Court is going to consider climate change rules. Now,
are you going to spell that so our listeners can look that up?
Okay, King Canute was the, I think he was Danish king, who was worshipped by his followers, his toadies.
Okay.
And they said he could do no wrong. And he said to them, "Do you think I have the power, because I'm so powerful, to hold back the tide?" And they said, "Oh, yes, yes, yes." He said, "Well, carry me out there." And they did on his litter. And he threatened the tide with mayhem, and it came in anyway. And he said, "See, I can't do it. Nature is stronger, whatever. There's a moral there someplace, a parable and a fable."
The more you tighten your grip, Tuck, the more Star System can slip through your fingers.
Is that the one?
No, that is not even close. For God's sake, I love that one. But that is not the sound effect.
C-A-N-U-T-E-I-S-M.
No, I didn't have a sound effect for King Canute.
Is that correct? Canutism.
Yeah, Canutism. C-A-N-U-T-E-I-S-M. Canutism. Anyway, so the Supreme Court is going to consider climate change rules, and I guess they are going to. The court will hold arguments in a case to determine whether the Environmental Protection Agency should regulate emissions of carbon dioxide as a pollutant. Rulings aren't expected until next summer. Now, the deal is, right now, it doesn't because it considers pollutants. Things like lead and sulfur and so forth. The carbon dioxide's like a normal something, I guess.
It's like
atmosphere.
Most of the air.
Well, 70% is nitrogen, so it's...
Yeah.
But it's not... The point is that they, what they said, I saw an argument about this with an Enviro freak on PBS and another person who was the opposite from Cato or something like that. And they, it was interesting. They both had their cases to be made on whether it should be, whether the Supreme Court should do it. But the bottom line is they're going to have the government do it and not the market. Essentially, what they do is
that's when the alarm bell should be ringing. Right
well,
there.
No question. But I love this part. What is still up in the air is what form the regulations take. What is still up in the air? Okay. One possibility is a carbon tax that would be paid by large organizations such as utilities and manufacturers. And this is another obviously addition to
taxes.
The cost of doing business. The point is that on so many of these things, as you know, I think two or three cities. And a couple of California have already mandated various restrictions on carbon. But good luck on that. Do you realize that even the United States, which covers like 3% of the Earth's surface, the ocean covers 2/3, even if you cut it all off from the United States, it's still not going to make any difference, especially with India and China coming along. And they are not part of the Kyoto Treaty at all. And they are going to be, collectively, there's 2 billion of them. There's 300 million of us. I mean, they're 10 times the size, almost 10 to 8 times the size of us. In people, and we're going to talk in here a minute ago about how fast they're coming down the pike as far as being able to pollute.
And not only in people, but also violin players.
Huh? Okay. Yeah. Zing! That went right over my head. Yeah, exactly. There you go. One possibility is a carbon tax. Another system already in place in Europe, for instance, is a cap and trade system. Now, this is what they do here, is they figure out how many pollutants can we release into the atmosphere for the whole country, say.
Right.
And you can buy a portion for your power plant, but if you don't emit any, you can sell your share.
Your carbon credits.
Your carbon credits. You have carbon
pollution
credits.
Points.
I heard some maroon talking about this, and he was talking about, they've created a perfectly viable market for these carbon credits.
Right.
And it's like, look, you know, they created a market by inhibiting things. And so it holds something back. It's definitely an imposition on these companies. It's not
a
market.
They have a history of that. I mean, that's what they did across the board.
What I'm suggesting is
this is not
a viable economic system. It's created. It's a fiction.
All right. It is a fiction. But, however, I can see where it might at least stop from these people or even from the United States. It could reduce the carbon emissions.
Well, I can see how it would, too. But everybody has to realize that, look, the environment, we can buy cleanliness. It just costs money.
Right. You have to be rich before you can get...
Exactly.
That's right.
It's a trade-off. If you're spending the money on environment, then you can't spend on the poor people or the sick or the children who need education.
The children. That's right.
Always.
But this is for the children. No, you're right. There are, as you well know, money is a scarce resource, and the more you earn, this is what they do in the SimCity thing. You have to put some money aside. That's what capitalism is all about. How much do you spend on current consumption, and how much do you save for the future? It's that simple. And the more you can save for the future, then the pie grows. And the more you spend now, the pie doesn't grow as fast. It's not even algebra. I mean, this is algebra, not even calculus, for God's sakes, on how this works. So anyway, I don't know what the outcome of this, but it does seem that, again, this is more of the lockdown. This is more control. People telling you, little functionaries with a badge coming around telling you what to do, measuring your pollution as they drive by your house with their little pollution meter.
My pollutionometer said you are off the scale.
Well, you know, you went outside. Not only were you outside smoking your pipe, but you got kids in the house. Don't knock your head on the top. Watch your head as you get in the car.
And your dog has gas.
And your dog has gas. That's right. Should light that gas.
We're going to get a sound effect of somebody's head hitting the cop car door, you know. Yeah.
So anyway, what the deal is, is not as big a deal as you might think it is. The Supreme Court.
That's the lockdown.
I'm sorry. That's the lockdown.
That was lockdown.
We're going to be hearing that a lot. We're going to be hearing that a lot on this show. The point is that the EPA has previously said they didn't want to do the carbon dioxide because they didn't consider it, quote, a pollutant. And now they're suing people are suing to say, yes, it is, because it's a second level pollutant, which they figured is okay. Mm. Anyway, interesting enough, corporations, as I've always said, the greatest enemy of capitalists are capitalists. And corporations are signing on to this. Why? Because they can figure that it'll be anti-competitive. In other words, if everybody has to do it, the big corporations can afford it more than the little guy, for instance, and it'll keep out. This is anti-competitive. So as I, it will be interesting to see. And of course, this one of the nice things about this from the government standpoint is it's long term. This is something that is can't possibly make any difference, any measurable difference for 20 or 30 years. So you've got a lock in on control for the foreseeable future until a lot of people die. Okay, moving along. Next, I'm moving on to the Florida cat. This is, now I don't know, I'm sure that counselor here remembers when we were talking about this in 98, at the old Jimmy Doan show. This is when, we have a tag here for the Florida Panther. I like it. The livestock is starting to feel the pinch, as we say. There were something like 30 panthers left here not too long ago. When I did a show in 98, we have a panther tag.
And I remember there was like 28 of them or something.
That's right. There were 28 of them. And I figured that they were worth a couple million bucks because they sell those tags, Save the Panther. Now, Save the Panther, now Florida has like 120 different tags, but back then there was like six, and the panther was one of them. And so you could spend an extra $10 or $5, whatever it was, and they had $1, $2, $3, $4 that went into the panther fund. And the Panther Fund was millions of dollars to save the panther. Well, they did it. What they did is they imported. My solution at the time had been to round up, if you knew where they were, round up the 28 panthers, ship them all to Texas where they can roam where the buffalo roam or something out there. And they can have, and because the genetic difference between a Texas, exactly, eat that horse. They got a bunch of wild horses out there for food. So, because we're not allowed to export them anymore, I say feed them to the panthers. So, the deal is that turns out the genetic difference is like one TA link in the billions of double helix links or whatever. I mean, you really need, let me put it this way, you couldn't have told the difference until they had DNA testing. So, what they did is, instead of moving the 28 panthers out of Population Florida, thank you so much. Improving our population is increasing.
5,000 a day.
A 1,000 a day, permanent increase in the population of Florida.
Leave, go home.
And, of course, they are encroaching on panther territory. So, no, rather than do that, they imported the Texas Panthers to help the gene pool. And now we have about 100, they said. This is in 8 years. We've gone from 30 to 100 panthers. 10 of them got killed last year on the roads.
Oops.
10% get run over or, you know, nailed by a car.
If you kill it, can you keep it?
No.
It's already
dead. No. In fact, I would guess that they are so endangered here that if you do bump one and bloody it all over the you would be wise to set your car on fire and pretend and say that somebody stole it and set it on fire, because otherwise if they do a test, they'll probably arrest you for. Anyway, early this month, residents of Collier County met with federal wildlife officials to hear tips for staying safe while living in a panther habitat. Keep children close to you, especially outdoors between dusk and dawn. What would you do without experts? Boy, I'll tell you, you know, it's just. I was especially concerned that a small child at play or at a bus stop could be vulnerable to attack.
At a bus stop?
Yeah.
Waiting to go to school?
Yeah.
Or at a hospital? Waiting for a serious operation. Just the way they play, like, why not just out doing something wrong, right? You know,
playing frisbee in a field.
Yes,
near the jungle.
Well, in this article, this is by the Washington Post, but the deal was, word children is in here about 9 times in this article, because they're all concerned about the children. And they said, some researchers say there are few meaningful distinctions between the Florida cats and cougars, which are relatively plentiful elsewhere in the United States. People say, well, why are you bothering? Well, these are the last ones east of the Mississippi. Yeah, and?
There's a reason for that.
Dinosaurs here either, you know?
I tell you, it won't be too long until there's a society to revive smallpox.
Don't laugh. I mean, that's sorry, pet owners in the effect.
It's almost extinct. We need to breed some smallpox.
Yeah. Get a volunteer.
The poor smallpox didn't try to hurt anybody.
Yeah, endangered species. So any pet owners in the affected areas are encouraged to keep their pets inside or an enclosure that has a roof. Residents who encounter a panther, listen, I love this. Residents who encounter a panther should not run, but should make themselves appear larger by opening their jackets or raising their arms. Officials also advise homeowners to remove hedges and other plants that should allow that could allow panthers to hide while stalking backyard prey.
I can see panthers
are ambush predators. They'll try and sneak up behind you. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, what is this? This is insane.
I see Grandpa standing out there with his members only jacket on.
Well,
the panther comes up and he tries to flap it out, and that's the last thing you see your grandpa.
That's right. No, but I mean, sir, first of all, in Florida, 8 months out of the year, who's wearing a jacket? I mean, you know, you are stripped half naked in this place. Nobody wears a jacket.
Stretch out your tank top.
Yeah, that's right. Stretch out your tank top. And of course, how many people, can you imagine? Here you are, you're walking along, and all of a sudden you look in the bushes, and here's these two eyes that are like big.
Yeah, yeah.
And you sit there calmly. You say,
urinating on yourself.
Yeah,
exactly. calmly. Urinating on yourself.
Well, of course, then he's all upset because he figures you're marking your territory.
Exactly. If only I had worn my jacket today.
That's right.
I could scare this.
You can imagine how many people say, shoo, go away. Shoo, kitty. I mean, these things weigh like 120, 130 pounds, I think, or more. I mean,
they got to have a bite pressure.
No. They have the bring down bite and then the kill bite. I mean, that's what they do.
Right.
And this thing leaked on you. You wouldn't make it. But I thought this was the last sentence in the article.
Right.
Our panther restoration program has been extremely successful, Coletta said, but the surplus animals need a place to live, so they're being forced into urban areas. I'm saying, wait a minute, surplus animals.
Surplus.
Wait a minute. I thought this was. I'm confused about the surplus animals business. What, you know? Let's get rid of the surplus. Anyway, that's
open season.
Well, so really quickly on the same note, as far as local creatures, a man the other day, this was in Citrus County. I don't have too much literature on it, but Citrus County, man the other day was being attacked by a 12-foot, 600-pound alligator.
And swallow it up or something.
And four or five deputies jumped in the middle of in darkness in a swamp. And literally pulled him from the jaws, wrestled back and forth, and pulled the man from the jaws of the alligator.
He was drunk.
No, he was smoking crack and fully naked.
Yeah, that's smoking.
Smoking crack.
And you know why the alligator attacked. I want some of that crack, boy.
That's right.
Where was he holding his crack?
Nowhere. Nowhere.
He wasn't holding it very long when that alligator got a hold of him. That's probably not true. Knowing the alligator
bit my clothes off.
But yeah. I don't know. But even around here, and for those that aren't from Florida southeast here, a 12-foot alligator is a huge alligator.
Yeah, that's right? A good size.
We have a lot of alligators in Florida, but we don't have that many 12-foot alligators.
No.
600 pounds. This is a prehistoric creature that can do some serious damage.
Well, it said all that happened. I think he ended up with a broken foot.
Oh, no. The alligator chewed part of his ass off.
Really?
Yeah. And I believe
he chewed his ass off.
Gives new meaning.
And I believe he lost a limb or two.
That problem with chewing your ass off is it gets dangerously close to another area.
It had been eating him for some time. Sometime meaning 5 to 10 minutes. Before the officers arrived.
Did he dial 911? No, he didn't do that.
Someone heard him screaming. Someone's heard screaming, and then they got another call on, you know, while they were en route that it was, in fact, an alligator attack. And then, you know, but no one could see him because all they could do is hear him. And he was saying in his crack induced high, he was saying, I am being eaten by an alligator.
So, I love that.
And I have lost my crack pipe.
that was the main thing.
So, on a related note to the Florida creatures. So.
Okay. I'm moving along after the next item on my list.
All right.
State lawmakers blamed for college's troubles. Now,
okay,
it says here the National Conference.
Is this here in Florida or everywhere?
This is actually out of Denver, but it's across the country. Because this is a National Conference of State Legislatures. They put an 18-month study, typical government, showed that too many states are reducing spending and other support for their colleges rather than treating them as a valuable investment. And again, this is on so many levels. This is interesting because.
And are these private colleges?
No.
Are they public colleges?
No, state-run.
Government-run. Just making sure.
But it's their fault. It has become clear that the states and the federal government have neglected their responsibilities to ensure a high quality college education for all citizens.
So the schools suck, and it's the lawmakers' fault.
Right, because they didn't give enough money. They have taken the money and spent it on something else, which is hard to believe. This was written by six Democrats, six Republicans, in several key conclusions of a year-long study commissioned by the U.S. Secretary Spellings. I thought that's interesting. The education secretary is named Spellings. That's probably why. Spellings Commission said in its September report that the United States is leaving its students increasingly unable to afford college and unsure they are receiving a college education. And they let me tell you why this is important. I want to tell you why now. I've gone through this up to this point. One of the things have you not noticed that whenever the government gets involved in something, that the price skyrockets and the quality plummets?
That sounds like Parkinson's law.
It is, absolutely. No, seriously, when the government, medical care was not expensive in 1965 when they passed the Medicare Act and so forth. Medical expenses have gone through the ceiling, and the quality is declining as we speak because, as we just saw, West Virginia, they're setting up things because people are obese and they're telling them to get lost, and they're not.
We need to go back to a war on health care.
Yes.
Because if we do a war on health care, we might get more of it, like the drug war.
That's true. That's exactly right.
Prices will come down.
Now, but have you also noticed, however, though, have you also noticed the contrary? When the government gets out of something, for instance, the airlines or the telephone system,
and the market takes over,
prices plummet, and or the services drastically improve.
Quality goes up.
Well, not in the airlines. I don't know about the quality, but the prices certainly drop. I mean, everybody flies now. Let me tell you, before airline deregulation, flying was for rich people, pretty much.
Right.
And it was fairly comfortable. Okay, and you got your food and everything, but it was a monopoly, so forth. But now everybody flies. Yes, okay, it's sardines. So the point is the price has gone down. With the telco, the price, telephone companies, the price has gone up. I mean, I used to pay like $4.95 for my phone bill, but you couldn't call anybody, couldn't do anything. Now, yeah, it's $100, but I mean, what do you get? You get everything in the world, for God's sakes.
Right. You pay $4.95 a month for taxes alone.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. No, and more than that. No, the taxes, interesting you should mention that. The taxes are approaching 20% on your phone bill. I've looked at it.
20%.
Counselor,
I'm down 911.
Okay. But my point is, listen, this is what you have to remember about this. As soon as the government gets involved, the price skyrockets, the quality drops. They are, as far as Medicare is concerned, they are now across the board starting to eliminate things that they thought they were going to cover.
Right.
And as a consequence, what the doctors are doing is something called upcoding, so that when you go in and you want to have a wart removed, they call it a cancerous tumor. I'm serious. That is exactly what they do. And, of course, then it's like an arms race. Then the people in the government don't want to pay for it, or the insurance company who's handling it, and they come back and they downcode it to something, and then they have a new name. They have like 700 or 800 names for all this stuff. I went through the list. I mean, the coding is, when you get a bill from the hospital these days, there's these plethora of four-digit numbers that nobody knows what they are. And when you go look at the stuff, you find they've upcoded the bejesus out of stuff in order to try and get the money that they deserve. And yet, when you look at the difference in telephone service, I mean, literally, when I was growing up, you could have, it was like the Ford Motor Company. You could have any phone, any color you want, as long as it's black.
Black, that's right.
And it was a dial phone. That's when we could
have rotary phone.
Most people
rotary
listen to this
phone.
Show
not a dial
probably
phone, a
don't
rotary.
Understand where the word dial comes from, and that it ain't from a soap. I can tell you right now. Sorry, enough of that.
All right.
Next. And we're... Oh, good. You know, we actually might get through this. I might get through all my stuff before we have to quit this show.
No way.
No.
Should we take a break?
Take a break here. Let's take a break
four
around
minutes.
4 o'clock. Yeah, in
all
about
right.
4 minutes. Before we get to there, okay, this was Barney. And I'm not talking about...
Purple Dinosaur.
Not Fife. Oh, okay, yeah, Purple Dinosaur.
Purple Dinosaur.
This is, again, on so many levels. I think they need to free Barney. One of the things that they've...
But there was some legal stuff going on.
Legal stuff going on. Lawyers, the Barneys, what happened was the people that love Barney, that own Barney,
right,
sued some websites and other folks because they were putting parodies of Barney on there. They had Lynch Barney websites and Kill Barney, and they would show Barney with blood gushing out of him and stuff like
Porno
that.
Porno Barney.
Porno Barney, right, exactly. I mean, the whole nine yards. So they sued, and it had been in the courts for 5 years. I mean, this...
a speedy trial.
Well, not exactly, but I can tell you this much. The electronic, the federal lawsuit filed against them in August by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who was which was defending an anti-Barney site. But the law firm was Matthew Carlin, and I forget, I'm looking here to see if I can find the name of the firm. It doesn't really
George Gibney, Carlin?
Gibney, Anthony, Flaherty, or whatever it is. These guys, but the attorneys collected money for 5 years on this. In the end, the attorneys and whoever was, they were the Barney people, in other words, had to pay to the Electronic Frontier Foundation $5,000 and agree not to ever sue them again for their parodies. If you get my drift here.
So here's
the deal. What happened was, parody sites went on.
It was okay to parody.
It's okay. It's perfectly okay to parody. Now, that, and they had to pay, not only did they have to, did the Purple Dinosaur people have to pay the parody people $5,000.
They also had to pay the lawyers for 5 years.
Well, that's, of course, that the lawyers, you know, they had every intention of dragging this out for another five, you can bet. The point is that $5,000, of course, is chump change.
Who else did they have to pay?
Oh my God! Jeff Berkey says the feed is down, so we're not broadcasting.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break anyway. Then.
Well, let me just finish this one thing here real quick. The I love the way this article reads. Of course, it's meant to be as a light note, because what happened was this guy. One article alleged that the rotund creature was really a cross-dressing, child-molesting rump ranger, and they sued because of that. They said you're in,
say that again, Jimmy. Say that again.
A cross-dressing, child-molesting rump ranger.
Yeah, that's going to be a great snippet. We'll have to get that one there. We'll make a superhero.
But the point is that they said they were infringing on the copyright is what they're talking about. And this is something that Counselor has talked about many times. But is not forbidden. The trademark law does not forbid. Parodies. So anyway, my point is that $5,000, of course, so what? That doesn't mean anything. That's chump change. But the attorneys managed to make out, you can bet that this legal firm that did the suing for 5 years, you can bet that they collected a chunk of change on this.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
Cha-ching.
But my point is that Barney should be freed. Barney is one of the few things that actually, like Sesame Street, makes money. And what's it still doing on PBS is what I want to know. When you realize that
is it getting a tax break?
Well, yeah, I suppose. But again, like so many nonprofit organizations, somebody's making a ton of money. I can tell you that.
Oh, there's no question.
Somebody's doing real well with this thing. Of course, when you look and you see all the live Barney shows, I mean, they had the Sesame Street here at the Phillips Center or whatever. I think.
Every year.
Every year they have it. I mean, people go nuts on this stuff. And
I've been there twice.
The Barney people were all worried that the little 5-year-olds when they get on the internet. That they see Barney being stabbed and blood gushing and everything would start to cry. And the guys who were doing the parody said, look, the parents are there. They can explain to them.
Parents should be there.
That's right. That's right. We're going to talk more about that. Okay, let's take a break since we're not feeding anyway. That sucks. Let me just.
You know, for our hardcore listeners, we're really here for you. All right, we'll be back in just a little bit.